An amazing exhibition. I don't know if you've been down there, but we've got like over 140 pieces of work from men and women in prison. I'm part of the post-release program, the Torch program with Camp Morris. My piece I've put in, it's a massive pot that I've done with gunite markings on it. Quite pleased with it, and yeah, it's been a pretty good turnout so far.
Great, and so you're also known not only for your pots, but also for your shields as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to you about your shields for the Koori Heritage Trust opening. With this year's Confined Seven, what's different to the exhibition, would you say? Obviously different artwork, but yeah, what else is different about this year?
The government recently has allowed the men and women who is in prison to be able to sell their art. Before they were able to do it, but weren't able to get the money until they were actually released from prison. But this year, the government has allowed the men's and the women's to be paid whilst they're in jail. That's pretty huge, that.
That's a lot of hard work, isn't it, to get it to that point?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And, I mean, it's made the news and, you know, people are talking about it. So, there has been a lot of hard work to get it happening. And Kent Morris is a very amazing man with the work that he's done, hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
He's helped a lot of people, including myself, and I've just completed my parole. So, you know, it's without the support from him and his team and community and, you know, family members, it's helped me get through to the end of my parole. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm pretty wrapped about that. And recently I had another exhibition, I think it was a French gallery, Jeff Kennett, the ex-premier. He actually bought my shield, so I was pretty wrapped about that.
Amazing. To come to the end of your parole, that's a big thing because a lot of people don't get to do that. And so obviously with the work that you've been doing, and you've been really busy, you've been winning awards, exhibiting your work in different exhibitions. So that's obviously given you the drive and the confidence to make some clear goals and get through that part of your life.
My brother and myself, we sit down and we sort of plan out, map out what's available to me in regards to grants and all that sort of stuff, which I did not know, much about, that I can get arts grants and all that sorts of stuff. But also just mapping out what exhibitions or galleries or awards that are coming up this year. So, I think just having a clear plan and setting yourself goals, it keeps me busy, but also it keeps me on the right path.
Great. What changes have you seen in your work since you've been exhibiting? So, I mean, obviously you were practicing your art inside and then coming outside and going through, life outside and being part of this program. Have you seen some significant changes in your artwork?
Well, absolutely. It's more, I think, in the mindset spiritually. It's because I'm no longer under the laws of the land, although I am under the laws, but being free through my parole and all sorts of stuff, it's being a bit more creative and, just having that ease, being at ease, it's a pretty unreal feeling being, no longer under that sort of covering, I suppose, from the corrections and stuff like that. So.
And moving out of parole, I mean, that is such a big thing into, I guess, the next phase of your life. What's the plans now?
Great things have happened. My son's come down from Queensland and he was there last night at the opening. The Torch program, and he's just so wrapped for his dad, and just connecting with my kids again, and with my partner, she's been a great help to me. Just being able to travel, and not being just the freedom to travel to country, to Gippsland and Portland and things like that, and just really walking amongst it. Because it's okay to be finding that connection, but you need to, my next stage is to actually know it and live it and, really grab a hold of it and express it through my art.
Fantastic. Yeah, what a story. I mean, it's such a success story to hear. And, for you, you can work in mentoring young artists and not just Koori artists as well. Like, there's a whole new set of pathways open for you in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really excited about my future. I think just having purpose and, having a clear vision of what I want to do in regards to my art, having that, just mapping out certain things for the year, it's just really put me in a good place. And, parole wasn't easy. It was pretty hard, and getting through that, you know, I'm quite proud of myself, and, you know, hopefully that's, you know, the things that I've done and learned and all sort of stuff I can, you know, show these young fellas that, you know, there is, you know, a lot at the end of the tunnel, and that, you know, parole, you know, it can be hard, but you know, I think in that period of time, you actually grow as a person, that, you know, I've just blown away.